davening on Shavuos, the Nusach HaTfilah that we say is Man Matan Tereseinu. We assume that even though it doesn't say that in Masechet Sofrim gives you the Nusach HaTfilah that you say. It doesn't say that in Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim is from after the days of the Gemara, from the Gaonim. It's a collection of different brises that appear in the Gemara in different places. Then they had brises, oral traditions, and it has a lot of things from the Gaonim. Gradim Masech Sofim doesn't mention that, but that's our Nusach HaTfilah. We assume that Shavuos was instituted, not just that happened coincidentally, that Kabbalah Satorah happened to be Shavuos time. Shavuos was instituted by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as this Man Matan Torah, as the time to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, that the Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos, Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov has to be Minyan of the Yom. So the Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos is B'chodesh HaShlishi. You learn about Maimed HaSinai. And the Yerushalmi has in Rosh Hashanah has a comment that if you look in the Psukim in Parashas Pinchas, where it has all of the Musachim listed off from all the Yom Tovim, so on Shabbos you don't bring a Korban. The Musaf on Shabbos is only two Shnei Kwas Men Hashanah Tmimim, a Korban Oile. You don't bring a Korban Chatas. But on all the other Yom Tovim, on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, thank you very much, you bring oilus and you bring chatos. You always bring a chatos on every yontif. Siri hori golden. I remember that's what Rav Soloveitchik said when yontif falls down on Shabbos, so you always say be ahavo twice. It's in parentheses be ahavo. I think the lashon mekana be ahavo, and then you say again be ahavo. So what's that for so much be ahavo? Why is Shabbos more be ahavo than yontif? So in the Rishonim it says the reason why is because the Rabbanu Shalom forced the Torah on the Bnei Yisrael, but that was all the dinim that were given in Maimon HaSinai was kaf aleim harkigigas. That wasn't so much biyahavo. It was forced. But Shabbos was given b'mora before it was kaf aleim harkigigas. That was accepted biyahavo. So on Yontif Shechali is b'Shabbos, we emphasize the biyahavo more so than on a plain Yontif. The whole Torah is biyahavo, but on Shabbos is more biyahavo because it wasn't ayidei kfir. That's what it says in the Rishonim. I think the Rekeach and others say like that. But Rav Soloveitchik said a different time. I don't know if it says it in the Rishonim. He said differently. Because on Shabbos, when you bring the Musafim, there is no Chatos at all. What does it mean that on Shabbos we don't have any Averis? We have Averis, but the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want to remind us of the Averis. On Yontif, he does remind us. He says, don't forget to bring a Korban Chatos. So Yontif is a little less B'Yahavah than on Shabbos. So that's why when Yontif, Chali is B'Shabbos, so we emphasize. You say twice, but people in Hashem can be Yavo, and you say again be Yavo. So when in Parshas Pinchas, where it has all the Yomim Tovim listed in the Chumash, it has Shabbos, and it says the Musaf for Shabbos no Chatos, and all the others Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it says it bring a Soil Lachatos. So on all of the Yomim Tovim, it says a Soil Lachatos, except for Shavuos, it says a Soil Rechod Lachaper Alechem. It doesn't say the word Chatos. It says L'chaper Alechem. So the Rishalmi and Rosh Hashanah, the last parak Rosh Hashanah points this out. The Rishalmi says the reason why he doesn't say the word L'chatos, it's not mentioned, is because on Shavuos Bnei Yisrael were mekabel all Torah and all mitzvahs at Maimer HaSinai, so that itself accomplished the Mechilas Avonis, and the Lashon Rishalmi is, I consider it as if Kilo L'chatosim, as if they didn't zindig at all. The Bavli has this idea also that Kabbalah's all Torah and all mitzvahs, when a person is interested in learning, a lost sacharayin into learning a lot, so that serves as a mitaher, as a mechaper, it wipes away all the averis and is considered as if he didn't have. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas and the nevuah Bilam Arosha that he describes kinecholim nitoyu kiganas alei nohor. So the kinecholim nitoyu, necholim are streams, rivers. So the Gemara makes a drush on the pasuk in Cholim that one who learns Torah is like a nachal, just like one who's tummy and is tovel in a river. If it's sometimes the river is no good for tefillah because it's zochel, and sometimes it is good. Depends where the source of the water is. So the rivers where the source of the water is from melted snow or from rainwater, that's no good if it's zochel. But if the source of the water is from under the ground, from the ocean, or from other sources under the ground, from a mayon, then it is metaher. So the Gemara understands kinecholim nitoyu that just like a nachal is malim mitum mituma l'tahara, so too one who is mekabel ol Torah is also malim mituma l'tahara. So that idea that Yerushalmi has says in the Bavli also, but the Yerushalmi comments on the parsha in Pinchas. Then in Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk says on Shavuos that you bring the Soyer Lachatos, the word Chatos doesn't appear. It says Soyer Echad Lachaper Alechem. The word Chatos isn't mentioned because of the fact that they were Mekabel Torah, so it's Nechshav Kila they hadn't seen. And the Gemara in Psochim, the Gemara in Beitza also has the Machlokes, and Gemara in Psochim, Samachesim, and Beis, and we learned the Gemara beginning of the second Perek in Beitza has the Machlokes Atanoim between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How was one supposed to celebrate all the Yomim Tovim? On Pesach and on Sukkot and on Rosh Hashanah, so there's and it seems to be a contradiction. Huh? No, in Parshas Pinchas, the Yerushalmi is where. Yeah. Says Chatos, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But the Yerushalmi is working on Pinchas. They notice the contrast in Parshas Pinchas. I don't know. What do you do with the Pasuk in Parshas Emor? I don't know. So the Gemara quotes the Machlekes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How is one supposed to observe Simchas Yontif? So one Pasuk says, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. One Pasuk says, Atzeres Ti Elokem. Is it supposed to be eaten, you drink, and you have a good time, and you go? Or are you supposed to listen to Shurim all day long? You're supposed to listen to the Chazan, all the Beiter and the Bikdusha all day long. So it's a contradiction between two Psukim. So we have one of the Midrash HaTorah addresses by Mishnei Ksuvim HaMakrish Mzeze, Asher HaBakos Vashlishi V'Yachriya Beinem. What do you do if you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrish Mzeze? There is no Kos Vashlishi V'Yachriya Beinem. Where do you proceed? So that's a machloekes satanoim. So Rabbi Lezer says, whenever you have shnei ksuvim or makrishim and there is no kosav ashlishi, so it's understood that it's optional. Oho, odo. You can either do kula l'Hashem or kula l'Hashem. So on every yontif, you should either spend hashtetach, you eat breakfast, you can eat also, a little bit like a weekday, but you shouldn't have elaborate meals. You should dedicate the whole day to Torah and Tefillah, sit and learn, direct dusha, or have a minimum of learning. And davening, you have to daven, you have to learn a little bit, but you should emphasize the eating and the drinking and having a good time, the physical pleasure. And Rabbi Yeshua, whose opinion is the accepted opinion, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Lezer. Usually Rabbi Lezer follows the Beishamai. Rabbi Lezer Shamutehu follows Beishamai Shita, so that's what the Gemara says. We usually do not pass like Rabbi Lezer, because he was from the Beishamai. So we pass like Rabbi Yeshua here also. When you have Shneksuv, Mamakrish Mzezeh, and you don't have a Kos Vashlishi, Shechriya Beneim, so then you make the hachra on your own. You make a compromise on your own. How do you make a compromise? Chalkeyu, chetzil Hashem, chetzil Hashem. That's the final maskona. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Beitza, the beginning of the second peg. That's the Gemara in Psochem Adav Samachetzel. The Gemara Psochem adds on that this machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua only applies to Rosh Hashanah and to Pesach and to Sukkot and to Shmini Atzeres. But on Shavuos, Hakol Moedim Batzeres, Rabbi Lezer will not say his shita on Shavuos that you have an option to sit and learn a whole day and hardly eat anything. No, Rabbi Lezer is masking that on Shavuos for sure you have to have elaborate meals, more so than the weekdays and more so than on Shabbos, because it's Yom Shenitna B'Torah, because Shavuos is the day on which we had Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's what we're celebrating about. Not just coincidental. In the Chumash it never says Shavuos is Man Matan Terasena. That's the whole problem. It never describes it as Man Matan Terasena, but in the davening we say, but it doesn't say in the Masechah Sofim that you're supposed to say that. That's the problem. But in the davening we say that, and the Gemara says like that. The Gemara himself in Daf Samachet says the dinim of observing Shavuos are different halacha l'maaseh from the other Yom Tovim, because of the fact that Shavuos was instituted by the Torah, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the day on which we're supposed to celebrate Kabbalah HaTorah. The Gemara says in Brachos, the Mishnais and Brachos have the dinim regarding a Balkeri for many years. Ezra made 10 takonis, the Gemara has. And one of the 10 takonis was repealed in the later generation. So one of the 10 takonis was that a balkeri, or a woman who's a palet, the Sheikh Vazera, is not permitted to learn Torah, not permitted to daven. So the Gemara said, what was it based on? So the Gemara says, it's based on the Pasuk in Chumash, that the way we learn Torah today is supposed to be the same way they learned Torah at Har Sinai. Just like at Har Sinai, they were tittering. It was Be'em of Be'ira Beresus of Iziyah. So to Ladoiris, you have to learn Torah. Be'ema b'yira b'resus of Azir. So if a man was just with his wife, and he's a balkeri, or the wife is a palet, the Sheikh Vazera, since it comes like they, simcha and zechicha sadas, nothing wrong with simcha, nothing wrong with zechicha sadas, but learning is supposed to be very serious. So that's not the mood that a person should be in at the time that he's learning. Shouldn't be jovial and joking and kidding around and munching on popcorn and cracker jacks and potato chips in the middle of learning. Has to be dead serious. So that's why Ezra instituted that they should have tefillah lebalekarian. So the Gemara says in Brachas, that in later years, Ezra was the beginning of the Bais Sheni. Later years, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was Mevatel Takonas Ezra. That you don't have to have the tefillah for the Balkari, but the principle he's masking to, that the Liman HaTorah has to be Be'im of the year of Bereses of his year. That the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. Because the Liman HaTorah is supposed to be the same way it was at Har Sinai. And the Gemara says also in Megillah that when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a Sarsur. It's not that you give the Torah directly from the Rabbani Shalom to Bnei Yisrael. Rabbani Shalom gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, gave it to Bnei Yisrael. You have to have an intermediary. You have to have a Rebbe Talmud relationship. So too, when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, so the Gemara has the Gemara in Yerushalmi has it. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yerushalmi says that you should have a Gabbai standing next to the Balkoire who gets the Aliyah. Not so much to call up Yama Etlani or Yama Etlani, that you can have a Gabbai sit in the seat, or you can give out cards in advance, whatever. That's not so important. You have to have a Gabbai that it should look as if the Gabbai gave the Torah to the Oyla Latar, and the Oyla Latar is giving it to Bnei Yisrael. Similar to Maimon Hasina, that it was Ayidei Sarsur. So the Gemara is insisting on having a Rebbe Talmud relationship. A lot of people today, we have a generation with many, many Bali Tshuva. So you have a lot of Bali Tshuva, they just open up art scroll, they open up books, and they learn on their own. So Bilez Breira, that's marvelous, that's wonderful. But more preferred would be that there should be a Rebbe Talmud relationship between a living human being, not some to read Svarim. You have to have a relationship with a Rebbe. That's also learned that from Har Sinai. And the Gemara learns that other dinim from Har Sinai. Right in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, the Parshas HaShavua, the Gemara says another one of the takonas of Ezra was that you should lay in the Teichachem B'chukaisai before Shavuos, and lay in the Teichachem in Kisovoi before Rosh Hashanah. So Tesis points out in Megillah, and Tesis in Perek HaMechas HaSvina, and Baba Basra also points out the long Tesis in the beginning of HaMechas HaSvina. We don't do that. We don't lay in the Teichachem the Shabbos. We skip a week. We lain always, not B'chukaisai, is right before Shavuot. That's the second Shabbos before Shavuot. And it's not that Kisavoy is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. It's always Nitzavim is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So Taisa suggests that you don't want to go right from the Teichach into the Yontif. You want to move it a little bit away. Because the Gemara says the reason why Ezra instituted this Takana that you should lain the Teichach Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos before Shavuos is Tich L'Shana V'Kil L'Seh, Tach L'Shana B'Chaseh. Shavuos is also the Rosh Hashanah, the Peres L'Ilon, the Gemara says, on Atzeres, on Shavuos, Nidoinim al Peres L'Ilon, so it's also Abba Rosh Hashanah Mehen, it's one of the four Rosh Hashanahs in the year, Abba Prokim Ho'ilam Nidon, the world is judged on Shavuos regarding the Peres L'Ilon. So because it's also an Indian of Rosh Hashanah, so we want to demonstrate that all the klalos should be over. All the year should begin with all the wonderful brachas. So that's what Taisa suggests. Maybe you want to be merachik a little bit, the klalos. You're saying brachas, the klalos of the techa. Maybe you want to be merachik it, so that's why the meaning is that you learn another parsha before. And others suggest, I don't know about Nitzavim. Taisa has a suggestion about Nitzavim. Taisa quotes Rabbi Nissim Goyen, that the Teichach in Kisavoy is not really completed until you read Nitzavim as well. Because the end of the Teichach ends off with bitter words, and in Kartam Sham Lavadim al-Shvach is Vein Koine. Eile Divri Abris, it doesn't have any Nechama. The Nechama only comes in Parshas Nitzavim. So Teichach quotes in the name of Rabbi Nissim Goyen, that the reason why we don't lay Kisavoy immediately before Rosh Hashanah, we lay Nitzavim is because Nitzavim is the Gemara of the Teichach, because the Teichach has to have a Nechama at the end. You have to end off with a pleasant note. So Teichach is like Takasha. If so, why do we lay in Bamidbar before Shavuos? But Bamidbar is the Gemara of the Teichach and Mechukoisa. It's a different Chumash. It has nothing to do. This is Nitan Lehiyama, what the Rabbi Nissim Goyen says, that the Teichach is not finished. In the end of Kisavah, you only finish it over here, because it says, and be a Samashiach and coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so that's the end of the Teichach. It says when the brachas and klalos will all be mekuyim, you go vayta vayta vayta. So you can say that's the gemara of the Teichach. But you can't say that Bamidbar is the gemara of the Teichach and mechukoisa. It's a different chumash. What does it have to do? It's not a hemshech of the same thing. So that's why Taisus rejects the Rabbin and Nissen Kohn. So others say no. Why do they have to reject it? Maybe the reason why Elaine Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah is like the Rabbi Nissen Goyen said that's the Gemara of the Teichach, And maybe there's a different reason why you learn Bamidbar before Shavuos. Why? Because there's a famous Medrash Rabbah on the first pasuk in Bamidbar. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom choose to give the Torah in the Midbar? Of all places, why didn't they give in Yerushalayim? Why didn't they give in Eretz Yisrael, in a place that's built up in a normal location? London, Paris, New York, what's that? In a Midbar? Couldn't pick a better place than a Midbar. So the Medrash has a famous comment at the opening pasuk that a person will only be successful, will only have Hatzlach in learning Torah, if he's Meisim Atzmo Hefker Ki Midbar. If he makes himself Hefker like a Midbar, that's why the Torah was given in the Midbar, to teach us the lesson, that's the way to learn Torah. What exactly does that mean, that the person will only be successful if he's Meisim Atzmo Hefker Ki Midbar? So the Meforshim have two pshatim based on two different Gemaras. They're both emes. We're not sure what that particular Medrash Rabbah, the Bamidbar Rabbah, is driving at, but both ideas that the Meforshim point out are correct. One idea they bring out is Meisim Atzmo Kemidbar, that he's Hefke Kemidbar, that he's an honor, he has to be humble, that he's not makbid on his covet. Because the Gemara says that in Tanakh, the Torah is compared to Mayim, and to Yayin, and to Shemen, and to Cholov, to different mashkoes, to different beverages. And the reason why it's compared to Mayim, the Gemara says, is Ma Mayim, Yorda B'mokum Gavoy, L'mokum Nomuch, so too, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes, Man Michetz Atzmo. The Torah will only be, one will only be successful if he's humble. If a person is arrogant, he will not be successful. And the Gemara in Erevin in the second paragraph has a comment on the pasuk Lo Bashamayim Hu Lo Meiva Layamhi. So the Gemara says Lo Bashamayim. People are arrogant, usually have their head up in the air, their nose up in the air. So Lo Bashamayim. The Torah will not be found by those people who are Balagaiva, that their heads are up in the air. Lo Meiva Layam, not the businessmen who are flying back and forth to London, to Eretz Yisrael, flying all the time in business. Even if they learn the Daf Yomi, but how successful can they be already? You have to have, a person should sit and learn. So that is one kavana that the Mefarshim have on the Medrash Rabbah, that one will only be successful if he learns Torah like a Midbar. He's Meisim Atzmo Hefker Ki Midbar. He should be an honor. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yevamos that in the many disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, we always pass on like the Beis Hillel against the Beis Shammai. The Gemara says for two reasons. Number one, they were the Rabbi, Macher Rabbi Mahatas. They had more Talmidim than the Beis Shammai. And number two, because the Pnei Shan, the Sonim Hoi, because they were very humble. But Lo Yoi, not only were they humble, they used to Magdimim Divrei Beis Shammai the Divreim. Whenever anyone would ask a Shaila of the Beis Hillel, whenever he'd ask a Shaila of the Beis Shammai, they would say, Asa, Muta, Shem, just tell you what the Psak is. What do they have to tell you what the other people say? The Din is Shem, they said what they hold. When you'd ask somebody from the Beis Hillel, they would say, the Beis Shammai say the din is like this, and we think that it is not so. They would say it's a machlokes. They'd let you know it's a machlokes, and they would first precede by saying the other mandama shita first. So the Gemara says because they were ambisonim hoy, because they were so humble, that's why they were zoiche. And the Pesach Halacha is like the Beis Hillel. So it's a peladiki Gemara. What do you mean? A person is humble, so come to my yashu koyach. So you give him a character award when he graduates high school. You give him an award for midas tovus. He goes straight to Olam Haba, but you should. This is the award that you pass in Halacha like him. Why should that be so? So the answer is because a person who is more humble than others will stands a better chance of being matzliach and learning. So we assume that the Beis Hillel were mechaben more lamita shel Torah. We say Eilu Eilu Divrei Kimchai. But we assume that the shitas of the Beis Hillel are probably more eisgehalten because of the fact that they were on the Sonim Hoy. It's not that it's a reward. It's not a schar because of the fact that they were more humble. We assume that because they had that midah, they were Meisim Atzmo Hefker Ki Midbar, so they were more zeichet to Hatzlocha and learning. And then the other interpretation that the Mefarshim have on the Medrash,
so everyone can get it.
That's another Kavana. The Torah is Hefker, right? That's everyone another thing that it's open. That's another Kavana. That's another Medrash. That's another Medrash on Parshas Chukas. Says that why was the Torah given a Chutz La'aretz? They couldn't pick. Why the Torah was given in the Midbar to teach you Meisim Atzmo Ki Midbar? So you can pick a Midbar in Eretz Yisrael, but you have to pick a Chutz La'aretz. So there's a Medrash in Parshas Chukas that says if the Rabbanu Shlomo had given the Torah anywhere in Eretz Yisrael was in Schalka L'Shvatim. So that Shevet would say, we're the Balabatim on the Torah, we have the final say. The Rabbanu Shlomo wanted to show that it's not so. The Shlosh Iksorim Heim, there's a Brice and Obis the Ramnosin that the Ramam quotes in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He starts off the Perek. Shlosh Iksorim Heim. There's Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuhuna, Kesa Malchus. So the Kesa Kuhuna was Zochabo Aaron Bizarro. And Kesa Malchus was Zochabo David Bizarro. And the Keser Torah is open to the public. Kol HaKodim Zohar. Whoever wants can come and learn. And the Keser Torah is all Al Gabeim. The Keser Torah is more important than the Keser Kun and the Keser Malchus. And the Medrash and the Avistar Amnason quotes a Pasuk to indicate that the Keser Torah is greater. With the Koyach HaTorah, that's how you appoint kings, and that's how you appoint the Kohanim Gedolim, and so on. So that's another Kavanah. You have to. We're supposed to learn Torah the same way it was learned at Har Sinai. We're supposed to learn Torah the aim of the year of Beresis of Isaiah, Beziah. We're supposed to learn Torah with great Yirah Shamayim. We're supposed to learn Torah with a Rebbe Talmud relationship, preferable to have if it's shaykh to have. We're supposed to learn Torah in such a way that people should be humble and there should be Kol HaKodim Zoch. It's open to the public, very democratic. It's not only for children of Talmid Chachamim. It's not whoever didn't start learning as a baby doesn't get. No, there are many prominent Rosh Yeshiva in our generation who went to public school. Went to Goyish school in America and in Eretz Yisrael. Many prominent Talmid Chacham in our generation. So it's open to the public. Whoever wants to learn can learn. Limud HaTorah is supposed to be the same as in Midbar Sinai. It's open to the public. And then the Medrash has on this pasuk in Midbar, the opening pasuk, the two interpretations of Medrash. The person has to be Mesi Matzmo Hefker Kimidbar. So the one pshat the Mefarshim give is Mesi Matzmo Hefker Kimidbar should be an anvasan. It should be humble. In fact, many say that there's an agadah in the Gemara in Shabbos says that when the Rabbanu Shel Olam let the word out that he's interested in giving the Torah on top of a mountain, so all the mountains sent in their resume, and they were all interested in getting the job. Yeah. So Har Carmel and Har Tovar, the different mountains were very tall, and Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't choose any of the mountains that were tall. He chose Har Sinai, which is not so tall. Har Sinai is lower. To teach you this lesson, that the Torah was given from a low mountain, that the person who is more humble will be more successful in Liman HaTorah. So that's how the Mefarshim say, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rabban Shal Yisrael. He was so great in learning, because Chumash says he was on of Mikol Odom. He was more humble than everybody else. And several Mefarshim write that that's the Taich in the Mishnah. It's not the Pashah B'Shat in the Mishnah. Moshe Kibul Torah Mi Sinai. So the simple translation is the Moshe got Kabbalah Sator, Har Sinai. So you have both in Rab Chaim Balozhin has this, the chief Misnagid, and Rab Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva has it, the chief Chosid, and many others have as well. Moshe Kibbal Torah, Mi Sinai, because he was like Har Sinai, because he was humble like Har Sinai, not like Har Carmel, not like Har Tovar, that they're tall. Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble like Har Sinai was humble. So that's why he was zeichet to Kabbalah Zater. First, we'll only be zeichet to Kabbalah Zater if he's humble. So this is the one taich that the Medrash has, that the Mefarshim have in the Medrash. A person has to learn Torah in our generation the same way the Torah was given in the Midbar. Mesa Matzma ke Midbar, Hefke ke Midbar means that he should be humble. Then the other Mefarshim have a different interpretation. Mesa Matzma Hefke ke Midbar means we're very wealthy, and we eat and we drink and we have very comfortable homes and we relax and we go on vacation. Everything is easy going by us. Even if people are masmidim, even in the yeshivas, but they talk to learn a lot, but they give them a lot of food and they enjoy olam hazeh, and they have a basketball court and they have a lot of outlet for other things as well. We have to. So the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes this, but really to be matzlich and learning, a person has to remove all of the tanugas of olam hazeh. The pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, "Zos chukas haTorah, adam ki yom is broil." So the Chazal have the famous comment, "Ena Torah miskayem zel b'misha meimis atzmo aleha." It doesn't, not to be taken literally, meimis atzmo aleha. The guy's going to get a nervous breakdown and make himself crazy. He'll get sick. He'll die at a young age. Not to be taken literally, but it means mitafsel chonstengen a little bit. The person should not. He's so relaxed, and he has to be Mesa Matzma, Hefke Kemidbar. He should. Pasma Melach Techel, exactly. The Rambam quotes that Mishnah. If the person will be Pasma Melach Techel, my Mam Surah Tish, Valoras Tish, and Chai Tzai Tich, yeah, then Batar Atomel, then you'll be Matzliach and learning. If you're Memayit a little bit. If you'll be Memayit, then you'll be Matzliach. The Rashash was a wealthy businessman. He was the president of the Kehila in Vilna. When they were printing the Vilna Shas, he was the president. So he didn't pay money to the publishers to put his chiddush in. They knew he was a great one, so they asked him to put his chiddush in. So the Rashash in Yevamos, in the second perek, writes in one place, he has a kasha, and he quotes a teret that he heard from the Netziv. He writes, he met the Netziv, and he told him over that teret. So Rav Zevin writes over the story in his book, Isha Meshitos, when he writes about he doesn't have an essay about the Rashash, he has an essay about the Netziv. So he writes that the Rashash on one occasion met the Netziv, and he said this kasha, and the Netziv right away said a teretz. The Rashash had a chalishas hadas. The kasha was bothering him for years.
How come
I never thought of the teretz? So he asked him, how come I never thought of the teretz? So the Netziv gave him over the head right away. He said, you're a very wealthy man. You live in a very comfortable style of living, a very comfortable home. And that's why you're not as matzliach as we are. He says, I'm a poor man. I have hardly any food to eat. And I have a tzibroch in a bed. And he has no comfort at all in Olam Hazeh. So I'm Mikayim more. Pasta melach teuchel. My mom's a tishta. That's why I'm matzliach more learning. That's what he told him. So the Rashash doesn't tell the whole story. He just says, the Netziv told him the teretz. Sure. But the Rav Zevin quotes, that's the story that goes along with. So this is what the Gemara points out, that the Liman HaTorah today is supposed to be along the same lines as the Liman HaTorah was given at the Har Sinai. And the Gemara says also that at Har Sinai, part of the story was that we have to transmit the Torah from generation to generation the same way it was transmitted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. That it says in Chumash Mos at the end of Parshas Kisisa, Ksov, so the Gemara Gitna and Daf Samach understands only this and not that. You should only write down Torah Shebichsav. Ki, despite the fact, not because, despite the fact, ki api hadvarim ha'ele, api means balpeh. Despite the fact that the Ikaris is bris with Bnei Yisrael is going to be on the Torah Shebalpeh, not on the Torah Shebichsav, but nonetheless, write down the Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara understands in Gitna and Daf Samach and that pasuk that Ram Shebichsav, when you transmit to others, when you teach Torah Shebichsav to others, you're supposed to lay mitoch haksav. That's why the Baal Kore, when he's learning Parshas HaShavua, he's learning from a klaf, the Haftarah, or he's learning a Megillah from Ksuvim, where the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim Torah Shebichsav, you have to transmit it to others mitoch haksav. And Torah Shebaal Peh, the din was supposed to be that you're supposed to transmit it Baal Peh. You're not supposed to teach from a Gemara. We sit and we read Mishnayos and Gemaras and Rambams and Shulchan. We read innovating everything. So the Gemara says in Tmura, at the beginning of the second paragraph, that was a special heter that the Chachamim developed as Glas Lashem Efer Teresecha. They were afraid that if we're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah the way we're supposed to, Bishlei Musa, to continue to transmit the Torah Shebaal Peh. Baal Peh, the Torah will be forgotten because not all the Lav Kol Moicha Sovoldo, everyone can't remember all this Torah Shebaal Peh. Even if are going to take notes, Tognish. So they insisted they have to teach from a written text. But originally, before they were matter that, the practice was Adin Daraisa, that to really fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus of Mesiras HaTorah midor ledor, you have to transmit Torah Shebichsav mitoch haksav and Torah Shebalpeh balpeh. That's what the Vilna Goyen says. He holds that that's the Iketer. The Vilna Goyen in Orech Chaim in Hilchos Priyashma says he thinks that's the Iketer. It's the kasha to the kasha that Tosfos asks. We all say Ashrei Baal Peh. We all say Kriya Shema Baal Peh. We say a lot of things from Chumash Baal Peh. Oz Yashir, we say a lot of things Baal Peh. So isn't all of this in violation of Dorm Shebichsav Yatav Asher Liyom and Al Peh? Truth of the matter, even if you read it from a Siddur, it's also Baal Peh. If you have less than a Sefer Shalom, he's saying Oz Yashir, you don't have a whole Chumash Mois. He's saying Ashrei, you don't have a whole Sefer Tilim. If you have less than a Sefer Shalom, it's all Baal Peh. So we're always in violation of the Din of Dorm Shebichsav Yatav Asher Liyom and Al Peh. Or says the Chapela. So Tosfos gives different terutzim. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Ikar Teretz, he has a Raya from a Gemara. He says the Ikar Teretz is the Vilna Gaon has it on Tmura, the beginning of the second Terek, where Tosfos talks about it, as well as in Yume on the side of the Gemara and in Orech Chaim. So he says the Ikar Teretz is what Tosfos says, that this halacha dvarim shebichsav yatav hashaliyam and apeh is only lahotzi acher midechay vosso. Nothing wrong with saying Krishma balpeh. Nothing wrong with saying Arami Avid Avi balpeh. That's not a problem. The problem is if you want to be mitzi others, if you want to do mesiras haTorah. You want to transmit Torah from one person to the other, then it has to be the same way the Torah was transmitted at Har Sinai. The Dvarim Shebichsav were transmitted mitoch haksav, and the Dvarim Shebalpeh were transmitted balpeh. That's the way we're supposed to transmit it. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Yarach HaZokeh that in every generation they used to transmit all the traditions of the Torah Shebalpeh, and there used to be mechadish more dinim in the Torah Shebalpeh, and everybody took notes. Everybody would write private notes, but when they gave the public shiur, they wouldn't give the shiur by reading a text on Mishnayos. They would recite the Mishnayos Baal Peh. They would say, organize the ideas in their mind. They would have notes, but they wouldn't be teaching from a written text. They wouldn't have everybody reading from a written text. So why is it that you're permitted to write notes? What happened to the Din Dvarim Shebaal Peh Yatar Hashoy L'Yomer B'Ksav. So he says, no, Yatar Hashoy L'Oimron B'Ksav. L'Yomer means the transmitting, the Mesiras HaTorah, Midor L'Dor, is supposed to be the same way it was transmitted at Har Sinai. That's the way it was supposed to transmit it, L'Dor HaSadvoy.
Originally, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he was teaching the people the Torah. He taught them about Peh, what Hashem told him, no?
Yeah, first he had to deliver the Nevuah about Peh, and then to write it, yeah. That's how the Rav Chaim says, the Pashup Shanting Mar says, HaKola Tarukura Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, Umoisha Oimer V'Koisev. So what does it mean? So Taisus says, Mikan Remez Le, that's a Gemara Menachos, that the Shmona Pesukim Shabbatar, which described the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, were different from the rest of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote even the Shmona Pesukim, the Gemara says, Shailan Tanaim, who wrote the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu? So one opinion is that Yeshua Ben Nun wrote it. And there's a Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that says Yeshua Ben Nun wrote something. It's unclear what he wrote. So one Tana says that's what he wrote. He wrote the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last parsha in the Chumash that has the Shmona Pesukim about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other Tanaim say, no, everything was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the difference was Kol HaTorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, or Moshe Omer V'Koseh. Mikan V'Yelech, the Shmona Pesuk Meshavatar that described the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, or Moshe Koseh B'Dema. Wasn't Omer V'Koseh. What does it mean Omer V'Koseh? So Taisa says, Mikan, Finiz Gemara is a remez, L'Sofrei Sfarim, that before, let's say where Sofer is writing a Chumash, so the Sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, so he's supposed to have another Sefer Torah in front of him. That's a Gemara Megillah, and he should say Bereshis Bar Lakim, and then write Bereshis Bar Lakim, Esa Shemaim Esa Oretz, and then he writes it. So Tosis says that's based on this Gemara. It says in the Yerida, it's based on this Gemara that it says Moshe Omer V'Kosev. He recited the Pasuk and then he wrote it. So Tosis writes the Mikan Remez V'Kosev Svarim. It's a remez to the minig that the Sofrim have that they mumble the Pasuk before they write it. Why is it a remez? It's the favorite in the Gemara. Moshe Omer V'Kosev. Why is it only a remez? So that's what the Rav said, that, and they have this printed also, B'Shem Rav Chaim. The Rav said, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that's not the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Pashup Shat is a Moshe Omer V'Kosev. He delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael.
And only after he delivered it, then he
was commanded to write it down as a text. First, he had to deliver it, the Torah's Nevuah. And on the last Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, that he did not deliver the Nevuah. Moshe Kosev B'Dema, he wrote it without delivering the Nevuah. That's what the Netziv has like that. The Netziv writes, on the Pasuk introducing Shiras Hazinu before Parshas Hazinu in the end of Vayelech, so it says Vatekis v'lachem es hashira hazos v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. So the Netziv writes in his Bir HaChumash, Kis v'lachem, the Shiras Hazinu is different from Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula first he delivered the Nevuah to b'nei Yisrael and then you write it down Moshe Omer V'Kosev, and here in Shiras Hazinu is Faker. First you write it down, and then you recite it to the Bnei Yisrael. So he also points out like that, that Kol HaTorah Kula, he's leaving out Shiras Hazinu, and Rav Chaim says leaving out the Shmona Pesukim Meshavat Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to deliver it first as a Nevuah. But afterwards, he wrote it down, and after it was written down, and became Torah Shemichzav, then the Halacha said in, that Ksav L'Chos HaDvarim Ha'ele, when you transmit the Torah Shemichzav, you're supposed to transmit it Mitoch HaKsav. So all of these halachas as to how to learn Torah, how to transmit Torah, are all derived from the Maimon HaSinah. That's what the Gemara says.
Very difficult to conceptualize that Moshe, when he puts on a certain of history, puts flowing straight.
The Gemara says that it was dictated. The Rebbe Shlom dictated to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev B'Dema. The Rebbe Shlom is dictating to him. He had to write what he was dictating. Wasn't that he chose the word
he made it? He didn't make it up himself. He didn't make this
about himself. Sefer Dvarim is different in the sense that we assume that Sefer Dvarim is like Torah Shebal Peh. It's recorded. The Torah Shebal Peh records the Torah Shebal Peh that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos on Daf Hey that there is a machlekes atanoim in Bereshis and Shmois and Vayikra and Bamidbar where they darsh and smuchim. If you have two dinim that are written in the same pasuk, so that's called a hekesh. So you assume that there's a connection between the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. But if you have two dinim that are written, two psukim that are adjacent to each other, that's called smuchim. So that's a machlekes atanoim in Sanhedrin and other mesichtas where they darsh and smuchim or not. But in Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devarim, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the first perek, All the Tanoim agree that you do Darshan Smuchim. We have many, many, many famous drushes in Chumash Dvarim that are based on Smuchim. That you can have Shatnas and Tzitzis is based on Smuchim, and that women cannot write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah based on Smuchim. Many, many famous drushes that are based on Smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. So the Gemara says a Svara, why? Why is Chumash Dvarim different? It's very unclear. So on the side of the Gemara, they have the Horus printed in the regular Gemara. They have the Horus of Rabbi Tzalal Ransburg. He was in the Bezn of the Nadi Behuda in Prague. One of the great goyim. So he quotes a different Girsa in the Gemara from the Ravon, one of the early Rishonim, one of the Balei HaTosfos. Ravon, I think, was the grandfather of the Rosh or something. So the Ravon has a different Girsa in the Gemara because Moshe mipi atzmai amoran. That's the only place where it says, Ela hadvar meshadibar Moshe kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. The whole Torah doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paro, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Aaron, when he speaks to Pinchas, it says, Vayomer Moshe. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling over the Dinim, Ela hadvar meshadibar Moshe kol Yisrael. And then it says, he's explaining everything and he's telling them over. So it sounds like he's transmitting the whole Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what several, the Rav once gave a whole drasha about this, but it's based on Chassidish Svarim. Several Svarim write that the whole Chumash Dvarim is a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh, which was incorporated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Torah Shebichzav. So whenever you're giving Torah Shebal Peh, so the Chacham has to organize his ideas, his thoughts, and he has to present it in a logical order. So there should be a connection between one pasuk and the next. So that's what the Ravon had to give us in the Gemara, that since Chumash Dvarim is Moshe Mepi Atzmai Amoroi, it's Moshe Rabbeinu is organizing the Torah Shebal Peh and he's transmitting it to Bnei Yisrael. So that's why here you do Darshan Smuchim. You assume that when Moshe Rabbeinu put the Psukim in this order, there must be a reason for it. The Rabbeinu Shalom reworded everything. It was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rabbeinu Shalom reworded it along the lines of the way Moshe Rabbeinu first said it.
It's a famous text. Moshe Rabbeinu later on, after Moshe Rabbeinu said these words, what to write down, what to say.
It wasn't
like directly from Moshe what is in there.
Mistamen, not. Even when it says in Chumash, a quotation, let's say, V'zayis HaBracha Shed Berach Moshe Zmei Yisrael, so the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has on several of the Psukim in V'zayis HaBracha that it's not necessarily a direct quotation. It's approximately, modified. Yeah. It's approximately what he said. It's not necessarily verbatim a quotation from Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's how they
draw. They assume is only till a certain point. At the end of his life, then it was no longer Shechinah Medaberes Mitoch Gronim. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, so he says, Luchalad Lotzes V'Lovoi. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, what do you mean, Luchalad Lotzes V'Lovoi? It says that he was, So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, from the Medrash, no, it was Nistatum Imeno Minus HaChochma. The whole time Moshe Rabbeinu was always bubbling over like a mayon, minus a chokhmah, was bubbling over, shechinah medaberes mitoch gronim, and now he was physically healthy, but he didn't have the minus a chokhmah anymore. It's a gedabt anstrengend to say the Torah that he wanted to say. That's what some of our Shema say in the beginning of Hazino. It says, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovogodol Olakena, he finally said Birchas HaTorah. Was it the Nish Gizok Birchas HaTorah, beginning of Bereshis? He didn't say anything, shechinah medaberes mitoch gronim, but over here, when it was Nistatma, right before his death, when it was Nistat B'Menu minus HaChachma, so then he had to say, he was talking on his own, so then he had to say Birchas HaTorah. That's how some of the Farshim said. The Gemara is Lashon. The Gemara is Lashon Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoran. Yeah. So the Ravon uses that same Lashon in the beginning of Yevamis to explain why Yedarshan Smuchim and Chumash Dvar Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoran. So the Ravon probably means to say that Chumash Dvarim is a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh. So this seems to shed light on what this means, Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoran. That's what the Rav continued in his drasha. He gave a whole drasha that was published many years ago. He gave a whole drasha. He explained that the Teichache in the Krisis Bris in Mechukaisai was on Torah Shebichzav. So on Torah Shebichzav, the Rabbanu Shalom makes a bris directly with Bnei Yisrael. But on Torah Shebal Peh, the Rabbanu Shalom wants that it should go through our Rebbe. It should go, the Rabbanu Shalom gives the Torah to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gives it to the Talmud. On Torah Shebichzav, you don't transmit from a Rebbe. Torah Shebal Peh is transmitted through our Rebbe. So that's why Dafke, the second Teichache, which is in Chumash Dvarim, and the whole Chumash Dvarim is a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh, that's why the Brachas that flow is there is Moshe Mipi Atzma Amor, and it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying it. He says, Yakcha Hashem b'shchin ra. Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on talking. The Rabbanu Shlomo will do this. In Bechukai, it doesn't say like that. In Bechukai Setayich, their Baruch Shalom is speaking. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Baruch Shalom is making the kriyas bris directly. And in Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is the sarsur. He's negotiating the whole deal because the kriyas bris was on the Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole Chumash Dvarim is all Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's why there was a need for a sarsur. We assume there must be some reason but why it goes in this order, but not necessarily a logical reason that we would understand. The Chumash Dvarim, which was originally organized by Abbas of Adam, was originally organized by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was transmitting the Torah Shabbat Peh at that time, so that's why he organized it in a logical fashion, that everything goes keseder.
It would seem just opposite. The Baruch Shalom gave the Torah, he wanted to give it a certain way in order to be able to more organized than a human being can organize.
No? Organized with different ideas, like the Ramban in the Hakdamah to Chumash comments that the Gemara says himself, the Torah, the text of the Torah existed 2,000 years before the world was created. So how can it be? It says by Dabla Shama Moshe Leim, it says by Kriyas Yamsuf and Eser Makis and all the Averis. How can it be that this was there? Kodem Briyas Olam. So the Ramban says the Oisius were in order, but there wasn't the Hepsik of Tevis. See, Rufo Yosius with Kabbalah Digazach, and this is all Epis. So that's what the whole Chumash was all about, up until Chumash Dvarim. Chumash Dvarim was Moshe Rabbeinu saying all the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's when the Ritziv has a whole Arichas on the Chumash Dvarim. There is a Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph where the Gemara quotes an Amora. The Ritziv has a long, long Arichas on this in his Hakdamah to the Shiltis. The Kid Maso Emek, he wrote a commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager, and he called the commentary the Haimek Sha'ola. So as an introduction to the Haimek Sha'ola, he calls it the Kid Maso Emek. Kid Maso Emek. And he wrote, we have three Hakdomas, it looks funny. If you buy a Shiltas with the Pirish of the Netziv, it has three Hakdomas, it looks ridiculous. Why did he write three Hakdomas? Why didn't he write one long Hakdomas? And the second is the Hemshech of the first, and the third is the Hemshech of the second. So why did he call the three Hakdamas? The answer is, originally when they were printed in Europe, the first edition, so the first Hakdamah was printed in the first volume, and then when he completed the second Sefer, he put a second Hakdamah Hemshech, and then when he printed the third Sefer, he wrote the third installment. When they reprinted it, when Mosada Rav Kook reprinted the Shiltas with the commentary of the Netziv, so they took all the three Hakdamas and they put them together. So the way it appears now, it looks a little funny. Why did he write three Hakdamas to one Sefer? It's all one long Hakdamah, one long Hemshech. He keeps on going. The answer is, historically, in Europe, in the first printing, when it was printed in Europe, each volume had one third of the Hakdamah. Now it's taka one long Hakdamah. So in this commentary on the Shiltas and that Hakdamah, as well as in the commentary on the Chumash, has long arichas on this Gemara in the Dorim, Amdaflam, and Chesem, and Alpha. The Gemara says, the original plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam was that the Torah would only be given to Moshe Rabbeinu and he should transmit it to his children. He doesn't have to share it with Bnei Yisrael. Yeah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a kind-hearted fellow. He was a Tovayin, and he shared it with everybody else. What is he? Tovayin hu yivarech. He's not going to lose anything. He may as well share it with everybody. So the Gemara fact, that's ridiculous. It says, Befesh. Vosi tziv Hashem b'ay sahil alam ed eschem chuchim mishpatim. So the Rebbe Shalom commanded me to teach everything to Bnei Yisrael. When it says Vadabo, Tzavid Bnei Yisrael, it always says Tzavid Bnei Yisrael. So what do you mean? Originally the plan was the Torah was only going to be for Moshe Rabbeinu and his descendant. So the Gemara says, no, Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach Kol HaTorah Kula to Bnei Yisrael. But he just had to teach him Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He didn't have to teach him all the ins and the out. They should know how to paskin on their own. The Pilpulo Shel Torah, the Gemara says, the Pilpulo Shel Torah, how to read in between the lines of Klal HaPrat and all the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bem, and how to work out a Psak. If he wanted to, he could have kept that. The Rebbeinu Shlom's original plan one that was from Moshe Vizarei, and the Gemara says it based on a post. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and what's going to be if they won't know how to figure out new din? So they'll be Madam and Milsa the Milsa to try to figure out whether the case that they have in front of them is more similar to this Sif and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. What's similar to that Sif? Moshe Rabbeinu felt, nah, that's no good. He better teach Bnei Yisrael. He better transmit all the Midrash HaTorah and the Judgment. So he gave over the Gansa, all the Seudas, how to read in between lines. He gave everything over to Bnei Yisrael as well. So the Netziv has a long arichas on this. When did this take place? When did from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah at Har Sinai till 40 years later, when he died, at the age he got the Torah at age 80, died at the age of 120, what point in the last 40 years of his life did he decide to give over the Torah Shebal Peh? All the Midrash are turned to Rashi's back. So he has a long essay at the beginning, the end of Bamidbar, and the concluding pasuk at the end of Bamidbar. The last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar is kemat the same as the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. The last pasuk in Vayikra, Bechukosai reads, Eila hamitzvah sashet sira Hashem es Moshe l'bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai. The Gemara says in the first daf in Megillah, only Eila is a mitzvah, only these and no others. Only the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu are binding throughout all the future generations, and no other Navi can come up with any new ideas. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Maharsha on the first daf of Megillah is not sure whether the Gemara is referring to that pasuk, the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, the last pasuk in Mechukaisai, or the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, the last pasuk in Parshas Masei, which is kemat the same. Eila mitzvos hamishpatim. Here it says Eila mitzvos. Eila mitzvos hamishpatim. Asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe. Here it says Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe biyad Moshe. Al bnei Yisrael ba'arvis moya bal yarden yerechai. Why is it different over here? It says Eila mitzvos. Here it says Eila mitzvos hamishpatim. So the Netziv claims because in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, just a short period of time before he's about to die, here ba'ashdi asa chodesh be'echad lachodesh. It was v'shchodesh Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. Just a month before he died, he starts to transmit the whole Seudus of the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Pulpul Shal Torah. Right before he died, a month before he died, he said, it doesn't make sense that I should keep it for myself, I'm going to die, and I should keep it only for my children. Who were his children? His children were nothing special. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says his children were nothing special. Moshe Rabbeinu was a loving father, and he thought, Rashi quotes the Medrash, when Baruch Shalom told him he's about to die, he thought, okay, now it's time for my children to take over the Yerusha. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, he thought that his sons are going to take over. And Baruch Shalom said, no, have a minute. Why should your son take over? Yeshua Benun is going to take over, point to Yeshua Benun. So as he's about to die, he realizes that the Matana Tova that the Baruch Shalom gave him doesn't make any sense. Why should he give the secret to his children? He's not going to tell Yeshua Benun. Nah. The Godel Hador is going to be the Poisik, is going to be the Manik. He's not. Described the way Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the whole Seudus of the Torah Shebal Peh to all of Bnei Yisrael. How is it?
You mean when Yisrael told Moshe to make a bezin, he didn't tell them the Seudus HaTorah how to paskin? Yeah, what
apparently
kind of bezin would that be?
They knew the dinim, and they knew how to be medama milsa the milsa. That's all. How to be medama milsa the milsa. But how to derive the dinim from the Chumash, that he hadn't told them yet. Apparently that was not until the very end. Until the end of the Arboim Shana, as he's about to die, then he gave it over. That's why there's a famous Taisa on the first daf in Gittin. Taisa says the meaning is when a couple gets divorced, they write a get. So the meaning is that the get has 12 lines, and then the chasimus on the bottom are another 2 lines. So there are 14 lines in the get. So what is that based on? The get has 12 lines. God, it doesn't have to. It's not a din. It's a meaning. So Taisa says. So some say get bigamatria is 12. Yeah. Get bigamatria gimel tes is 12. Yeah, and then Tosis has another suggestion that it says because of law, sefer krisus, he should write a get for his wife, a book of shtar. Sefer means a shtar of divorce. Sefer krisus. So Tosis has a wild idea that there are 4 blank lines in between Bereshis and Shmos, 4 blank lines in between Shmos and Vayikra, and 4 blank lines in between Vayikra and Bamidbar. So the 4 and 4 and 4 is 12, that's the Sefer Krisus, the number of lines that separate, that's Kairis, between one Chumash and the other.
So what's
because
the
of law,
huh? So what's the 2 lines on the bottom? So why the 2 lines on the bottom?
The Chesimus Eidim. Okay. So Taisa suggests that maybe there are 12 lines because the cost of law is Sefer Krisus, the get should have the number of lines that separate between one Chumash and the other. But then Taisa says, so what about Bamidbar and Dvarim? Yeah. So Taisa says, no, Epis Dvarim doesn't count. Why does Dvarim not count? So Epis, that's what the Mefarshim say, that Dvarim is Torah Shebal Peh. It became Torah Shebichsav, but it started off originally as Torah Shebal Peh. So So that's not really included in the original Vorta, even though that pasuk is in Chumash Dvarim. But when it says Sefer Krisus, the number of lines are separate between one Sefer and the other, that's on the Iker of Torah Shebichtav. The Iker are the first four Chumashim. The fifth Chumash is a recorded copy. It's a Torah Shebichtav of the Torah Shebal Peh. So it's a ganz in a different word.
But there are so many halachas which are mentioned in Dvarim, which are not mentioned in the first four Machlokes.
Absolutely, absolutely, definitely.
But why didn't they leave the 12 lines in the guest blank?
Blank? What's it going to do? What are they going to write? How are they going to
invisibly
work?
Invisibly.
You know, blank.
The whole Chumash, the Gemara, the Chazon Ish points out a Gemara in Chagiga Davo. The whole Chumash is a composite of three different texts. Sometimes we use the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Sometimes we use the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in Oyel Moed. And sometimes we use the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in Arvis Moed. That's what it says Beferish. It's a composite of three different texts. But the shaila is, we don't understand why. Why did the Rabbanu Shel Olam tell Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes use this text, sometimes use the second text, sometimes use the third text, if each text had Kol HaTorah Kulo? So that's a good question. Why? You have Dinim and Chumash Dvarim that don't appear anywhere else in Chumash previously. Full of mitzvahs. Many, many, many mitzvahs in Chumash Dvarim. More than one-fifth of the mitzvahs appear in Chumash Dvarim. Has more than 20% of the mitzvahs, yeah. So that, we don't know the secret to that. Why did the Rabbanu Shel Olam decide to have so many different texts? Anyway, but this is what Shavuos is all about. We celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah, and the excitement of Kabbalas HaTorah is supposed to bring us a Mechilas Avonos, that we don't use the word Chatos and Parshas Pinchas in contrast to the others. And we're not just supposed to celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah. We're supposed to continue to learn the Torah and to transmit the Torah to the next generation in the same way that we learned the Torah at Har Sinai. That's why you have to learn B'chodesh HaShlishi and Shavuos. The Ramban writes in Chumash, he holds that that's one of the mitzvahs, one of the Tariag mitzvahs, that once a year, every year, you have to learn B'chodesh HaShlishi to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Part of remembering Maimon Har Sinai is to remember the story of Nasav and Ishma. The Chumash says that everybody screamed out Nasav and Ishma. What is that all about? So the Gemara, the Pashup Shad Nasav and Ishma is like the Gemara says in the middle of Yevamos, that a ger hamizgayer has to undergo Maisa Ger. He has to have Nilo and Tfilo and bring a korban. He has to have Kabbalos on mitzvah. The Gemara learns everything out from Maimon Har Sinai. So the Nasav and Ishma that they screamed out, that was the Kabbalos on mitzvah. Al pi pashtus. But in addition to that, that it serves as a Kabbalah on mitzvahs, we learn out also more. The Gemara in Shabbos and Perek Omer Rabbi Akiva places emphasis in the Midrashim on that pasuk, place emphasis on the fact that they said it in the backwards order. First they said Nasa, and then they said Nishma. They didn't first say Nishma and then Nasa. Normal should have been, they should say Nishma and Nasa. We'll listen to what you tell us, and we will observe all the mitzvahs that you will teach us. So the Gemara tells a story in Shabbos that the Rava was sitting and learning on a chair that had four legs, and he had his hands on the bottom of the feet of the chair, and he was shuckling back and forth, and the chair caused his fingers to bleed, and he wasn't paying attention, kept on shuckling back and forth. So an apikoros came by, a goy came by, and he said, "What mishugoy? They were crazy at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. They said Nasa and Ishma. What do you say Nasa and Ishma? First say Nishma and Nasa. How can you do before you know what you're supposed to do?" And he's still Mishigoyim. He sits and he learns Gemara, and his fingers are bleeding. So the Rav says, no, it's the praises of the Klal Yisrael that they do everything Sidrei. Well, why is it praiseworthy that we do everything Sidrei? So he quotes, it's like the Malochim. Oisi dvaroi, lishmaya dekol dvar. First they do, and then lishmaya. What does that mean? How can they do before lishmaya first? And the Gemara's lashon is, bisho shehikdimu. The Gemara's lashon is, bisho. It doesn't say Bishar Shomru Nasav and Ishma. It says Bishar Shehikdimu in Israel, Nasav and Ishma, because they said it out of order. That's why Bo Shishim Riboy Malachi Ashores, and they placed on top of everyone's head two crowns. One crown Kenega Nasa, one crown Kenega Nishma. So the simple reading of the Gemara, that's what the Beis Alevi points out, simple reading of the Gemara is if they would have said it in the normal order, Nishma Benasa, then the Malachim wouldn't have come to give him the double crowns. Why not? Well, why is only because they said Bisho Shehigdimu Nasa Bisho Shama Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma. Why Bisho Shehigdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma? So the Beis HaLevi has a famous comment, which the Beis HaLevi was after the Vilna Gaon, but if you look in the Ksavim that they have, the Talmidim of the Gro wrote all of this. We don't have too much from the Vilna Gaon himself. You have the Aderes Aliyo in different places, and Chumash talks about this topic. It sounds like he's driving at the same thing that the Beis HaLevi said, and the Nesivis has this as well. So the Beis HaLevi has in his Shalos HaTshuvos a long essay. And the end of the second chelik, of the end of the first chelik, he has tshuvas from Rav Chaim Balazs. And the end of the second chelik, he has long drushes. And one of the long drushes, as well as the drushes on, as well as the drushes on Chumash. So he explains that nase is an acceptance to keep all the mitzvahs, and nishma is a kabbalah, an acceptance to learn limud Torah that we're going to learn Torah. So normal should have been, you go to Nishma Benasa, we're going to learn the Torah, then we're going to know how to keep the mitzvahs. But if they would have said it in that order, first we're going to learn the Torah, then we're going to keep the mitzvahs, then it would have only been one Kabbalah. Because Limud HaTorah would have just been a Heksha mitzvah, the way to lead up to fulfilling the mitzvahs. So basically there would be one Kabbalah of Nasa. Nishma is just a hachana in order to lead up to the ability to, if you don't know the dinim, how can you be a Shamash Shabbos? You don't know the dinim, how can you keep kosher? You don't know the dinim, you can't observe any of the mitzvah. You have to learn the dinim first. That's why Bnei Yisrael said, no, they're doing two kabbalas. There's one kabbalah, we're going to keep the mitzvahs, which Alpi Pashtus implies we're going to have to learn first. Then there's a separate independent kabbalah. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn Torah, even if the learning does not lead up to mitzvahs. It does mean I'm going to learn all about kashrus and violate the laws of kashrus. If a person learns and he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, then he's not yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It has to be loimed. Amanos lekayim. That's what the Talmud Yerushalmi says. Why is it that we have a rule? Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Whenever you're busy doing one mitzvah, you're exempt from performing another mitzvah. How come that rule does not apply to Talmud Torah? Person is busy learning. So why does he have to lake tefillin, and why does he have to daven, and why does he have to prava a seder? He's busy learning. So why not say oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? So the Yerushalmi basically it says in the Bavli also, but the Bavli doesn't give the explanation. Just says the din. The Yerushalmi gives the explanation. If he's going to sit and learn and he's not going to prava seder, he's not going to shake a lulav, he's not going to daven, he's not going to do any mitzvahs, he's going to come out that he's not yotze Talmud Torah, because the Talmud Torah has to be lil mit amanos lekayim. Right, so the fulfilling of all the mitzvahs is an enhancement of the Talmud Torah. It's not a different mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah A is potter from mitzvah B. But if he's oisik mitzvah, he has to do mitzvah b'shleimusa, so b'shleimusa haste. Whenever a mitzvah comes your way, you got to perform that mitzvah. If you don't perform the mitzvah, the teignish.
So then how come Torasim Nasi is takapata from certain mitzvahs? Do you find like Torasim Nasi? And that's, I thought that was because of the Minatayr.
It's not because Isaac mitzvah pata mitzvah. It's a different reason. It's a different halach. What is pata from Kriyashma, I think. Torasim Nasi is
tefillin.
There's such a mechilte. Yeah, the Beis Yosef quotes such a mechilte. We don't hold like that. Yeah, we don't pass like that. But from Kriyashma, the Rishami says a separate reason, because Zeshina v'Zeshina. Rishami is working with the assumption that Kriyashma is not a mitzvah of Kabbalah Slamachashma, it's just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
At a certain time.
It's then I learned.
At a certain time.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But since he's learning anyway, so he's not mechuyev, that's a specific form of Talmud Torah. So he's doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah anyway. Specific mitzvahs he may be part of.
But it's not out to see mitzvah for the mitzvah.
No, it can't be. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So true, there is no value in learning about mitzvahs if he's going to learn the dinim and not observe the mitzvahs. But there is value to learning, let's say someone today will learn Zeroyim in Eretz Yisrael, it's Halacha L'maisa. Let's say someone today will learn Zeroyim, Ataris, and Chutzlords. It's totally irrelevant. We don't observe anything. Someone will learn, the Gemara has one time it claims that there never was and there never will be a Ben Suramar. One time it says there never was and there never will be a Bais HaManuga. One time it says that Irani Dach is Lahoy Valoyasiliya. So why is it written Rosh V'Kabelschar? So what do you mean Rosh V'Kabelschar? So you see that there is an Inyan to learn Torah, even if it's as a separate mitzvah, not only as a Heksha mitzvah to lead up to the ability to fulfill the mitzvahs. So that's what the Beis HaLevi claims, that because they said Nasa v'Nishma in the wrong order, they would have said Nishma v'Nasa, then the Kabbalah to learn Torah would not have constituted a separate Kabbalah. It would just be a Hachana to make you able to fulfill the mitzvah. So then the Malachim would only have given them one crown for the Nishma. But because they said in the reverse order, so the one Kabbalah was on Nasa and Shmiras on Mitzvah, one separate Kabbalah Nishma to sit and learn. So the Beis HaLevi has a long Arichas on that. He says, when you buy a lulav, you don't say a bracha shekidashana b'mitzvos of a tzivono. When you tie tzitzis, you don't say a bracha shekidashana b'mitzvos of a tzivono. So Gemara says, why? Because it's only a heksha mitzvah, it's only a hachona. when you construct the sukkah, it's only a hachana. The mitzvah is when you sit in the sukkah. So, you could say shechianu. Shechianu is habayna bayis chadosh. You say shechianu. It's a different word. So we choose to save the shechianu till the kiddush. But there is an opinion in the Yerushalmi, when you build the sukkah, you do say a bracha kiddushan satsana alasiyas asukkah. We don't accept that. The Babli Paskin is against that tana. There's one tana like that. We don't accept that shita. So that's what the Beis Halevi says. Why do we recite the bracha before we're about to learn? Manish tana learning from every other heksha mitzvah. So he says that's why, because learning is not only a heksha mitzvah. How about if you're not going to learn Hilchos Shabbos, you won't know how to be Hashem Shabbos. But the mitzvah of limud Torah exists as an independent mitzvah, even not for the sake of keeping the mitzvahs. Not to say that if you learn and you don't observe the dinim that you learn, you have to Talmud Torah. No, it comes at the Elaymen Shalom and Asl Kaim, Teknechnish. But let's say he's learning dinim that don't come up. Halachas that don't come up. So that's called Rosh V'Kal Maschar. There is an inyan to learn Torah, even if it's not going to lead up to anything Halach L'maisa. Or let's say a person already knows how to daven, he knows Hilchas Krishma, he knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A man has an obligation to chazer all day and all night to learn Bahasmad Murah. What does he have to chazer for? He knows already. How many times do you have to learn the same thing? So the answer is, Limud HaTorah would have only been a Heksha mitzvah to enable you to fulfill all the mitzvahs. So once he knows how to keep Shabbos and how to keep kosher, what does he have to keep on chazering for? But since it's an independent mitzvah, so he's mechuyev to learn all the time. So the Beis HaLevi has these three nafkiminis. He says, let's say, one is obligated to learn even taris and even zroim, the parts of halacha that are not relevant halacha lemaisa. And one says that bracha when he learns it's not a heksha mitzvah. And when we say that women ulamartem asmas bnechem avay bneisechem, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin that women are not obligated to learn Torah. What do you mean they're not obligated? How's the woman going to be able to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha if she doesn't learn? So it means that the women are not mechuyev to learn zroim. They're not mechuyev to learn taris. They're not mechuyev to learn pilpulah shel Torah. The men are not mechuyev to learn pilpulah shel Torah either. But the women are mechuyev to learn Shulchan Aruch. Kids are Shulchan Aruch, whatever. They have to learn Hilchas Tefillin, they don't have to learn. They don't have to like Tefillin. Hilchas Tzitzis, they don't have to learn. But they have to learn all the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach. All of them had to be honest in business. All the dinim that are relevant for them, they do have to learn. And the men not only have that chiv, the men have a chiv to learn even the dinim that are irrelevant to them, even the pilpulah shel Torah. They have to learn everything. So that's the Beis HaLevi's. Right, the Bavli was only composed on Brachis and on Moed, on Noshim and Ezekin. Those mesichtes that are negeh halacha lemaisa, those that are not negeh on Zeraim and on Taris, there is no Bavli. The exception to the rule being on Kotshim. So Rashi says the reason why is because Zos Taris Ha'oila, the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Zvachim, towards the very end, Zos Taris Ha'oila, Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Ha'oila, Ki Lehikar Korban Ha'oila, Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Chatos, Ki Lehikar Korban Chatos. So Rashi Shita is that din, whoever learns Parshas Ha'oila, Parshas Chatos, Ki Lehikar, only applies to Korbanos. Doesn't apply. Let's say a Jew is in Siberia and he doesn't have any matzah, so let him learn Hilchas Matzah, it'll be considered Ki'ilu. The Rashi held there is no such thing. Chofetz Chaim has a long hakdome when he published the Sefer Sifa Zikenim, a likut of Rishonim and Achronim on Kotchim, and he encouraged everybody to start learning Kotchim. He was hoping that Mashiach would come, based on Migdash will be built. He was a Kohen, there were other Kohenim, so we're hoping everybody. He encouraged Rav Kook was a Kohen. He encouraged Rav Kook personally, he should learn Kotchim, maybe he'll be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So when he started the whole movement to learn Kotchim because of the Zionist, it started because of the Zionistic movement. Everybody was thinking about moving to Eretz Yisrael and becoming a Mashiach and building Beis HaMikdash. So he was also involved in all of that. So he published a long hakdome to the Sefer HaSivus Kenim, encouraging everybody to learn Kotchim. So he writes there, this Rashi and many Rishonim, that the Kol HaOisik B'Parshas Oilo Kila Hikur Korban Oilo doesn't apply to the other mitzvahs, only applies to Korbanos. The Midrashim say it applies also to the mitzvah binyan Beis HaMikdash. Even if you don't build a Beis HaMikdash, but if you learn about the dinim of building a Beis HaMikdash, is ki'ilu you participated partially in that mitzvah. So that has also to do with korbanos. But let's say a person is sick in the hospital, and he can't daven tefillah b'tzibur and he misses Kriyas HaTorah, so let him take out a Shulchan Aruch and learn Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and let him learn Hilchas Chazaras HaShatz, it'll be considered Malin Alechem ki'ilu fulfilled. So according to the Chafetz Chaim Zrushainim, it's not so. There are some who say that it is so. That this promise that the Torah gives, that whoever learns Hilchas Korbanis Mala Ani Aleim Kilu Hikrivum, that promise, the Gemara says the Rabbanu Shalom told that to Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Apsarim. When Avraham Avinu is by Ma'ida Kirashen, he is, but what schus will my descendants have the right to maintain Bailus over Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbanu Shalom said, Choli Egl Mushalesh is Bishus HaKrovas HaKorbanis. So then Avraham Avinu asked the Rabbanu Shalom, what's going to be Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim? So the Gemara says on the last daf in Megillah, let your descendants recite the Parshas HaKorbanis. Malan Yaleim, I will consider it Kilu Hikrivum. So some Achrayim understand that it's lav dafka by korbanis, it's by all mitzvahs. Whenever a person is in Siberia and he doesn't have any matzah and maror, so let him learn the dinim, it'll be considered keilu. If a person is sick and he can't take wine, he can't drink arbekoisis, he has a condition, so let him learn the dinim of arbekoisis, it'll be considered keilu. And the Chafetz Chaim quotes all the Rishonim and Achrayim say not so, that it's only a din in korbanis, only applies to korbanis. Yeah.
Stay up on
Shavuos night. Where did the minig originate? And more importantly, are there any
specific things that you should be learning, especially in view of what
you just said? The Maggid Avraham records the minig. Maggid Avraham lived in the 1600s.
The people of Israel slept before they
were based on that medrash, right. There's a medrash, the Gemara has the medrash, that Bnei Israel slept the morning of Kabbalah Sater, and the Baruch Shalom had to wake them up with the Tal Tchia. He caused the Tal to come down and wake them up L'Kovit Kabbalah Sater. So because they overslept, they didn't wind their alarm clock because they didn't wake up in time, so we want to make sure that we don't repeat the mistake that they made, so we stay up all night to make sure we don't miss the boat. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes.
Why not to say the Gita by Yomam V'Layla? At least in Shavuos, we're doing it by Yomam V'Layla.
Yeah, Yomam V'Layla. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim in Menachos. How to understand Magisa by Yom Valayla? What that means? Yeah. So one Tana says you should learn a little bit in the daytime, a little bit at nighttime. Ishan Yotze. That's a din in Kviya Sitim Later. A little bit in the day, a little bit at night. And then the other Tana says no. One is obligated to learn Kipshuto every free minute. It doesn't mean literally 24 hours a day. It means every free minute that the person has, he's obligated to learn. Yom Valayla literally, but let's say the time that he has to be Isaac and Parnassus, the time that he has to eat, the time he has to take care of his wife and his children, so it's not mukhiv, it's not free time. Not mukhiv. So everyone understands that it can't be taken literally by Gizma Yom Valayla. So it's interesting, this Agarata that the Gemara says the significance was Bishosh Higdimo Nasal Nishma, that's why there was Echa to the Tuksorm. So that's the famous explanation that's given by the Beis Halevi. Higdimu, because they said first Nashta and then Nishma, so they were two separate Kabbalahs. If they would have said it in the normal way, Nishma v'Nasa, then the Nishma would have been, we'll learn the Dinim as a Hachon, as a Hechsha Mitzvah, to enable us to keep all the Tayag Mitzvah, then it would have only gotten one Keser. So the Vilna Goyen has like that also, and he has some more. He has interesting that in Parshas Voeschanan, when we have the second version of the Aseres Adibrois,
they took back the Ketor.
Yeah.
If it is not so. Yeah.
Here, right after in Vaschana, when it describes Maimon HaSinai, says Vahi Kishamachem is Hakol Mitoch Achoshech V'Hahor Boer Boesh V'Tikruvon Alayk Kol Rosh Shivtechem Ziknech Ma'atomru Hein Haron Hashem Elokeinu Kavod V'Zgod V'Zkod Shemana Tochesh. Hayom Azareinu. Today we came to the realization that it's possible ki yedaber elokim es ha'odam achay. It's possible for a person
to listen to Hashem,
to hear a nevuah prophecy, and not to die, and not to chalash. That's the pasuk v'ato abad lama namus. We're afraid we're gonna die. And yes, when Achnu Lishmas Kol Hashem Elokeinu Odvam, we're gonna die. Kimi kol basa shashama kol elokim chayim yedaber rabbi yechi. How can you live? They just said. They just came to the Teledika Pasuk. So then they say, Krav Ato Shema, you go. You be the Shabbos God. You drop dead. They tell Moshe Rabbeinu, you go. The whole Pasuk doesn't make sense. First they say, we just came to the realization that it's possible. We never thought it's possible. Ki dabar elekim es ha'odam v'ach. Ki dabar elekim es ha'odam v'achoy. Then they say, Ata lama namus, we're going to die. Ki mikol basa shashama kalakim chemta. V'ayach, it can't be. Krav Ato, you go listen. And you'll tell us, v'shamanu v'yasinu. The Shamanu v'Yasinu. What happened to the Nasa v'Nishma? It's out of order. They should have said Yasinu v'Shamanu. So the Vilna Goyen is quoted by the Talmidim. Again, you can never tell for sure. The Vilna Goyen didn't write any of this, but the Talmidim quote all of these diyukim. Why does it say v'Shamanu v'Yasinu? It should say Faked v'Yasinu v'Shamanu.
I think it's coming about it from Moshe, not from Hashem. Before it was Hashem was going to give them the Torah that said Nasa v'Nishma. As it comes from a human being, you have to face Shema and then to do.
That's part of the Vilna Goyen's answer. Yeah. That's how they quote from the Vilna Goyen. So they quote from the Vilna Goyen. What is that? All right. The Vilna Goyen seems to be assuming like the Beis Halevi, that Nasa v'Nishma, Nasa means we'll observe the mitzvahs, and Nishma means we'll learn Torah independently. But how is it possible, Nasa, to keep mitzvahs without learning the Torah? How is that physically? How can you learn the how can you keep the mitzvahs without having learned the Torah in advance? How can they say Nasa v'Nishma? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gra refers you to Avraham Avinu, that the Chazal say in the last parak in Yuma, in the last parak in Kiddush, and the last daf in Kiddush, the Gemara says, Kiyem Avraham Avinu kol ha-Torah kula ad shelo yilidnu. Avraham Avinu was never commanded, but he observed all the mitzvah. Ekev asher shama Avraham b'kolei v'yishmor mishmati mitzvasai chukasai v'sarasoi. Ekev, he kept Erevei Tchumen, and he kept Erevei Chatzeres, and he kept Erevei Tapshilin, everything, he kept all the dinim derais, all the dinim derabanan. So the Medrash and Bereshis asks, Hashayla, Chumash Bereshis asks, how did he know all the dinim? If the Baruch Shalom didn't tell, Ad shelo yilidnu, how did he know? So the Medrash answers, Shtei kloyes yoyatzois nitnu. He figured it out on his own. How come I can't figure it out on my own? So the answer is, how come there are many people, huh?
You're not a Avraham Avinu.
Yes, so what's taka the difference between us and Avraham Avinu? So apparently, if a person is has a sensitivity, we are fagrupt. We eat a lot, we drink a lot, we have panugas haylam hazeh. We're not thinking all the time about the Rabbani Shalom. But if a person wouldn't be so involved in Gashmias of Avraham Hazeh, he would be looking, he would be searching to try to figure out what's the right thing. We would all be able to figure out what's correct. So Avraham Avinu was very oizgarbit. So he figured out on his own. He had what the Loshon HaMedrash is, he had Kloyos Yoyotzos. So the Vilna Goyen says, he thinks that's the Pshat Nasa v'Nishma. How can you have Nasa if you didn't have Nishma? They'll all be on the Madrega like Avraham Avinu. If they have a Gilu Shechina, the Shechina doesn't say a word. Why?
You would have figured out.
You have a Gilu Shechina, there'll be like a Madrega, like Avraham Avinu, to be able to figure out. So the Vilna Goyen is quoted as saying like this. Hayoyim azera inu. Today we came to the realization. Ki yidaber Elokim es ha'odom v'choy. Odom is epis ha'hechere Madrega. That it's possible a person on a high Madrega can hear the Rabbani Shalom speak to him and he's not going to die. But they're afraid. Vata lama namus ki mikol basar. Doesn't say mikol adam. The quote from the Vilna Goyen, it says mikol basar. This is for 3 days. We are parish men or isha. We're not eating too much. Lekavet shavuos.
Go back to basar.
We're gonna go back to the madrega. After Maimon said we're gonna go back, we're not gonna stay like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is not gonna go back. They say kravato shma. Not you die. You go listen to the shechin. You're gonna die. No, they knew that Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatapa mori mori. The Rabbani Shalom told everybody, Shuva lechem liolechem. Vatapa mori mori. Everybody should go back to their regular lives after Maimon Hasidim is all over. And Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to stay in the Madrega Prisha for the rest of his life, for the rest of the 40 years. Because he's going to have a Nevu any minute. He has to be Muchan any minute. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Goyen. And the Madrega ki daber alekimes ha'odom agahibin in Madrega ha'odom v'choy. You'll remain alive. But Kinikal Bosa, we're going to go back to the regular Madrega. And the regular Madrega is going to be v'shamanu v'yasinu. It's going to be the normal way. You can't have Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma is only if the person is a Odom, a Madrega of an Odom, like Avraham Avinu. He has sensitivities. He has Kloyos Yoyetzes. So then he can take a figure out Kol HaTorah Kula, even without Sivuyim from the Rebbe Shalom. But a normal boss of Adam, ki mikol boss, shama kol yakim, v'choy, it's v'yech, you cannot be, we're going to die.
It says, v'avum avinu, ki dati, z'man ha-shi, tzav, espunos, noisho, so, v'avum avinu, whatever he figured out, the kol ha-toyot kulo, gave it over to his children, right? So mm-hmm. The children gave it over to the children. So it came with the Bnei Yisrael, came to Mamat HaSinai, they already knew about the Torah. So therefore they could have said Nasa v'Nishma because they knew the Torah.
They already had the tradition.
Yeah. Of the
Torah. They said Nishma, good to Kasha. They said
Nishma. What did the Rebbe Shem write?
It's
hard to know. It's hard to know. Yeah.
Rashi brings a question by you for that 38 years he was eventually didn't talk to him because after the Mice where I was.
Doesn't mean, no, he had nevuas the whole time, but it wasn't the siached in the sense that he got nevuas that others didn't get, and he had nevuas in such a bekavadik oifen, and a happy oifen that he didn't have. He got nevuas the whole 38 years. But because Bnei Yisrael when he's off from Lamokim, as if they were menudah, as if they were in Cherem, Bnei Yisrael were in Cherem for the 38 years, so the whole special, higher, beautiful madrega of Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had over that of the other prophets, that he didn't have for 38 years.
Normal
Nevuah had. It wasn't the Siached Eilal of Hadim. Siached means as opposed to the other prophets. He alone has madregas over the others. The Rambam writes in Iker and Amunah, we believe in Nevuah, and we believe in the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than that of the other prophets. So for 38 years he was missing that higher Hechere Madrega of Nevuah. That's Adam Beforshim. Yeah, that Pel Peh was missing for 38 years, because that he only got in the Schus of Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is the Chiyuv the Rambam writes on young people, on old people, whether they're retired or they work for a living, even a Choyle, even a person is holding by the end, is believed to learn to the best of his ability. And every word of Torah that a person learns is another mitzvah. A person, let's say, says Tilim. So he says one pasuk is already a mitzvah. He says another pasuk is another mitzvah. Liman HaTorah doesn't have to be Dafki Gemara with Tosfos and Marsha. When you learn Chumash, it's also Liman HaTorah. Some yeshivas, they don't realize that. They're not goris that. If you learn Chumash, you learn Tanakh. If you learn Yankiv, it's also a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If a person learns Mishnah, he says Gevaldik. It's not only, it doesn't have to be Dafki Gemara with Tosfos. Gemara with Rashi is also Gevaldik. All of this is Talmud Torah, and the Chazal have a tradition. It's hard to know how they figured that out from the Chumash. It's a little unclear, but the Chazal say Liol Mishalish Adam Shnoisav Shlish B'Mikra Shlish B'Mishneh Shlish B'Talmud. So then the Gemara corrects it. Not Yishalish Adam Shnoisav. I plan to live till the age of 85, so I'm going to divide up my years. So the first third I'll learn Tanakh. Tanakh,
you never know and when one
third, the Gemara says you never know how long you're going to live, so you shouldn't take it literally. The Gemara says you should divide every day. Some Rishonim say to the end of the week, 2 days Tanakh and 2 days. Or some Rishonim say every day the person should learn. So that's a big machlokes Tosfos b'shem ha-goyim and Kiddushin, the end of the first parak in Kiddushin in Sugya of Talmud Torah. Tosis quotes the Goinim one way and the Ramam holds differently, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Ramam. Tosis quotes in the name of the Goinim that it doesn't, all it means is that there's a chiyuv to have kviya sitim latar. A person is mechuyev to learn on a regular basis. If he can't spend all day and all night learning, but he has to make sure that he has on a regular basis. He has his man kavua, not stam, has 5 minutes now to learn, later 5 minutes. He should try to have on a regular basis. Every week at this time he learns this, and every day at this time he learns this. He should have written down a calendar to make sure that he learns at that time. There's a special mitzvah, Kviya Sitim Latar. So Tosis quotes in the name of the Gaon that part of the din of Kviya Sitim Latar is that every day a person should learn a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Psak Halacha L'Maisa, Mishnah means Psak Halacha L'Maisa, and a little bit of Talmud Pilpulo Shel Torah to try to figure out how you arrive at the halachas. The Taisa says we are yotze all of that in the morning. We say Birchas HaTorah. They quote the Gaon. We say Birchas HaTorah. Then we say Yivrach Hashem Yishmerach Yair Hashem Panav Elach V'chaneko Shain. And then we say Psukim of the Talmud. And the Torah says we yotze already the Shlish B'Mikra. It doesn't have to be one third of my learning of the whole day. Yashmek Tabik. You have to be Kaveyitim LaTorah to learn a little bit of Tanakh. So Shain yotze. You already said 10 Psukim of Tanakh. That's enough. Then you have to learn a little bit Mishnayis Psak Alocha. So we recite the Zel Mekayman. He said, holy Zaman Kaiman, one or two Mishnahs, whatever, however much you have time for, you have to understand it. So you say Shlish B'Mishnah, you learn Psak Halacha, you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, whatever, you say that. Then Shlish B'Talmud, Talmud means in order to know how to derive the Dinim, so Tosfos quotes the Gaon, he say, the Braiser Rebbe Shmuel Leumer, B'Shlosh Esmiras HaTorah Nidrashis. You don't actually derive anything there, but this is the principle of all of Talmud. These are the Midrash HaTorah Nidrashis, man. So Tosfos quotes the Gaon, once you've already gotten to Mizmashir Chanukah, Sabai Zadav, you have already fulfilled your Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Now the rest of the day you're free not to watch television. If you have free time, now you're free to learn whatever your heart pleases. If you enjoy learning Tanakh, isn't it? If you enjoy learning Medrash Rabbah, Yalkut Shemayni, or on Yankiv, so learn that. If you enjoy Mishnah Brura, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, learn whatever you enjoy. Mishnayis, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, whatever you enjoy, you can learn whatever you want. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, no, a person should learn in such a way, he should learn in a balanced fashion. Not that he should have a lot of Bochum and Yeshivas, that have a lot of Yediyas in Mishnah Brura, but don't really know so much Gemara. They know a lot of others have a lot of Yediyas in Gemara, but they don't know any Tanakh at all. So you're supposed to have balanced. One third of your total knowledge, however much knowledge the person has, some people only have a shmek topic of knowledge, so that shmek topic should be one third generally Yediyas and Tanakh, and one third of his knowledge should be Psak Halacha, and one third of his knowledge should be in Pilpula Shel Torah, in Shlish B'Talmud. So it's interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba quotes the Rambam, that a person should organize his learning in such a way. And then the Rambam says when the person gets a little older, then he doesn't have to keep on studying Tanakh, let him just keep on learning Gemara. And the Gemara, he'll already be able to figure out the Shlish B'Mikra and the Shlish B'Mishnah. Be able to figure out what the Psak Halach is. It doesn't mean that every day you have to spend one third, let's say a person has, the Rambam writes, if the person works for a living, so he only has 9 hours a day to learn. He learns. He works for a living. He only has nine
Must
hours
have been
a day.
Professor in university.
Yeah. Samad Rambam. Yeah. The Nesivis left at Tavoa. So the Nesivis writes they have it printed in his Haggadah in the Haggadah Shel Pesach with his beer Ma'isa Nisim Haggadah. So he leaves at Tavoa. He says those descendants of his who will be in business who won't have time to learn. But he says he leaves instructions at Savoy, they should learn 18 prokim mishnayis every day and 20 block gemara every day. That's for those who are not in learning. This is for the businessmen. That's this Rambam also. He writes, the people who work for a living, they only have 9 hours a day to learn. So he said 3 hours a day they should learn Tanakh, and 3 hours a day they should learn Halacha Lamais, and 3 hours a day they should learn gemara. Until they have everything equal, their knowledge in all the areas shouldn't be lopsided, shouldn't have more in one area than the other. And then as they grow older, so then they should try to fill in the gaps, always try to maintain this shlish, shlish, and the shlish. And the Ramah, so the Mechaber quotes that Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it does mean you have to have one third and one third. It doesn't have to balance. It can be lopsided. So the Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam in the third parak in Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara, why is Talmud Bavli referred to with that title? So the simple reason, because it was composed in Bavel. So the Gemara says, right, Yeshleimer?
Yeah.
The reason why it's called Talmud Bavli, because it's Belula, B'Mishnah, B'Mikra, B'Mishnah, U'B'Talmud. It's a combination of all three together. So what's the significance of that statement that it's Belula, B'Mikra, B'Mishnah, B'Gemara? So the Rabbeinu Tam and Taisa says, that smacks from the other Gemara. The Gemara says, you have to learn Shlish, B'Mikra, Shlish, B'Mishnah, Shlish, B'Talmud. So the Gemara says over here that you yoytzi that halacha. If you learn a, it does mean you learn one Amud Gemara. Sometimes you learn an Amud Gemara. Let's say it has no psukim at all. Sometimes Nascha de Rababa has no psukim at all. It just has a logical svaris. You have to learn. Like if you learn a couple of blood Gemara a day, so you will always come across a pasuk or two, and a halacha lamaisa or two, and a pilpula shel Torah or two. You'll come across a little bit. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam Shitasa. He goes with the Shitas Againim that Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud doesn't mean that your knowledge of Torah should be balanced. You should have one third in each one of the three areas. It doesn't have to be balanced. It's not necessary. You can learn whatever your heart desires. Maka and Mashali B'Chafes. But it just means it's a din in the Kviyasitim La Torah. The Kviyasitim requires that every day a person has to learn a little bit of A, a little bit of B, a little bit of C. So if he learns Talmud Bavli, he doesn't have to go out of his way to learn a little bit of each one. Talmud Bavli will always contain, if you learn a few blood, it will always contain a little bit of each. Liman HaTorah state in the Mishnah is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Because when they made the Kabbalah Sator, they said Nase V'Nishman. There was one Kabbalah Nase, and all the Tayag Mitzvah, one Kabbalah and the Nishman, Liman HaTorah. It's one of the important mitzvahs. We shouldn't just be satisfied with
once
learning
a week.
Once a week.
We'll make you give you a shiur every night.
You have to check with the local rabbanim that they should give shiurim every night. In every community, people have to try to learn as much as possible. Every free moment, the person is obligated to learn. Okay. Go ahead. I want to wish everybody a good Yontif. Next week is Yontif. I won't be able to give a shiur, but the week after Yontif.